Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
From BBC Learning English.
The English we speak.
Hello, Lee. Oh, what a nice handbag. Is it new?
Thank you, Rob. Yes, I bought it in a designer shop. It was very expensive, but it doesn't matter. Soon, I will be able to afford 10 like this one.
What do you mean?
This afternoon, I'm going to meet a financial advisor. He has promised to make me rich.
And how's he going to do that?
He said there's this new company which is very high-tech, and they are developing a car which uses only fresh air for fuel.
Air?
Yes, isn't that brilliant?
Lee, do you know this guy very well?
No. But he has also advised my neighbour to buy shares in this company.
Lee, this guy is taking you and your neighbour for a ride.
I hope so. A ride in this wonderful car powered by air.
No. I don't mean that. In English, when we say someone is taking you for a ride, we mean he is deceiving you. This company might not even exist, and I'm sure the car is just a fantasy.
Oh, he's just after my money?
I'm afraid so. Take for a ride is today's expression in the English we speak. Here are some examples of how it's used.
That hotel took me for a ride. When I booked the room, they said they'd give me a full cooked breakfast. But all I got was a cup of coffee and a piece of toast. I'm never going back there again.
Don't be taken for a ride. If an offer seems too good to be true, it's probably not real.
Oh, Rob, thank you very much for warning me.
You're welcome, Lee.
Well, talking about rides, when you say it as a normal sentence, the phrase take someone for a ride or to give someone a ride can also mean to take someone somewhere as a passenger in your car, can't it?
Yes, it can, especially in American English. The meaning can be literal or idiomatic. It's all about the context.
Well, this time I'm not using it as an idiom, but speaking as an American. Can you give me a ride home in your car?
Sure thing, Lee. It will be a pleasure to have you riding in my car. No idiom. And my car is powered by more than just fresh air.
Thank you, Rob. I'll try to be more suspicious of things which sound too good to be true.
That's good. OK, Lee, come on, jump in.
Bye.
Bye.
The English we speak.
From BBC Learning English.